Welcome to a special edition of Under the Microscope. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The True Falls Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. The fracking boom in much of the U.S. has opened up a new path for people searching for work, of course, but also for redemption and reinvention. In the film The Overnighters, filmmaker Jesse Moss travels to Williston, North Dakota, to tell the story of a pastor, Jay Ranke, and the workers he houses in his church and home. That doesn't sit well with much of the xenophobic community that wants to shut down the pastor's Overnighters program when some of his tenants' criminal pasts come to light. KBIA's Christopher Husted talked with Moss about how people, as well as communities, often are forced to reinvent themselves.
How did you prepare yourself to go in to tell a story like this that's evolved in already a kind of contentious industry, fracking?
Well, I had the sense that there was another story that wasn't being told about the oil boom in North Dakota. I mean, the story in the conventional kind of mainstream media was like easy jobs. To me, it was more the kind of human ground level experience on the ground for people who were trying to find opportunity and redemption in this boom town, in this oil field that was suddenly like the one place in America where you could get a living wage job. You know, when I got there, I found these men who were, they were rough around the edges. They were ex-cons. I mean, there was a kind of electricity in the air in Williston and in that part of North Dakota that it really did feel out of control. I mean, it is out of control. And you sense that the town was getting ripped apart and that these forces were enormous. I mean, the forces of oil extraction and energy, I mean, that's a huge industry. And it had moved in machinery and men by the thousands. And these are little farming towns in North Dakota, and they were just getting ripped apart and kind of reborn themselves. And it's kind of so easy to go in there and fixate on, you know, the macro picture or talk about the environment. And I wanted to talk about what this transformation, you know, what it was delivering for these people and how it was changing the community.
What themes or messages do you hope that the audience takes away from this film?
Jay would say that broken people need love. And I think that's his message, and that's a powerful message of the film. And for him, he puts that message into action by loving his neighbor. And when your neighbor happens to be an ex-con from Spokane, well, you love him just as much as you love the next guy. And I think hopefully that's the message to me of the film that people will bring home with them, and that broken people need love.
In the film, were you scared when that lady started waving her gun around and counting down?
Fuck yeah. I mean, dude, I've never had a gun pulled on me. And certainly not while I was filming. And I mean, that's a strange moment because, you know, you really have to suspend any rational thought or judgment. I mean, you know, part of you wants to run like hell, right? Or put the camera down. And then part of you is like, wait a minute, I'm here with my main character. He's getting the gun pulled on him. Like, what's going to happen? Is he going to get shot dead in this fly speck town of Wheelock, North Dakota? Like, and if he does, I better be filming.
That was KBIA's Christopher Husted talking with Jesse Moss, the director of the film The Overnighters. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversations series at kbia.org.